भगवन् यानी चन्यानी मुकुन्दस्य महात्मनः वीर्यान्यनन्तवीर्यस्य श्रोतुमिच्छामहे प्रभो. सो दिस् इस् अ बिगिनिङ्ग् एण्ड् दि हम्बल् अपील् एट् दि फीट् लोटस् फीट् आफ् Sukadeva Goswami, appealed by Rajo Vacho King Parikshit. He says, O Anyani Mukundasya Viryani, I would like to hear some other kinds of pastimes of the Lord. He had been hearing in the previous chapters, this is chapter 80 of the 10th canto. So, what did Parikshit Maharaj hear? I mean, he had been hearing from chapter 1, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, in Mathura, and then at least he has heard 30 different chapters, those many pastimes, or more than. Lord's travels to Indraprastha, Lord Krishna's daily activities, he travels to Indraprastha, and then lots of killing pastimes. He has killed Jarasandh, demon Jarasandh, slain. Lord Krishna liberated those kings, 20,000 of them, they were imprisoned, they were liberated. Deliverance of Shishupal, how was he delivered with the... So that's in Chakra. Then Duryodhan humiliated, that's another chapter. Battle between Shalva and Vrishnis, Krishna also was there. Lord Krishna slays the demon Shalva, so he's no more. Killing of Dantavakra, a big name, Dantavakra and Shishupal. This Jai Vijay, they had appeared. Dantavakra and Shishupal. So they were also killed. Vidurat killed. Romharshan killed. So lots of killing pastimes. So for a change, King Parikshit says, Anyani, any other kinds of pastimes, you know, lots of killing. Lot of news from Afghanistan and Iraq here. But is anything else also going on in this country or... That's all we hear here. It's a powerful country. You are powerful. So, Viryani Anantasya Viryasya Shrotumichama He Prabho. Shrotumichami. We are very, very eager to hear. And because it wasn't just King Parikshit who was hearing these pastimes, whole world had assembled there. So many rishis and munis and rajarshis and maharshis and devarshis also were listening along with King Parikshit. So he says, we are all eager to hear Anyani Mukundasya. Oh, fine. He liberated so many demons. So upon hearing this very special request, appeal, Sukadeva Goswami is presenting this more sober kind of pastime. Lord's loving dealings. His killing is also very special. Benediction upon those demons. His killing also sweet. Yesterday we were hearing, this is sweet, that is sweet. Even when Lord kills demon, that's also sweet. That's cool, huh? That's cool. I don't say everything right the way American devotees are. Let's say.
You're pretty good.
Yeah? Cool? Yeah. Pretty cool. Okay. So this pastime, other pastimes are more fired up. This is requires some cooling system here. Sri Shuka Uvacha. So we have selected two chapters. There are two chapters dealing with this pastime. And as our policy goes, we like to hear as much as possible, hear from Sukadeva Goswami directly. So the speaker of Bhagavad Gatha here is Sukadeva Goswami. So we like to present Sukadeva Goswami's Gatha in its original format. Go back to the roots. Stay grounded in those statements of Sukadeva Goswami and get that message across. So he begins, Sukadeva Goswami. Krishna shasit sakha kashchit brahmano brahma vittamaha virakta indriyartheshu prasanna prashantatma jitendriyaha. Krishna shasit sakha. Krishna had a friend. And he's not naming him here. He says, Kashit, there was a friend. Krishna's friend. Brahman. He was a Brahman. Brahma vittamaha. Realize. Brahman realize. Not only just Brahman realize, but para Brahma. Para Brahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan. Brahma janati iti brahmana. The definition of Brahman is Brahma janati iti. One who knows Brahman is Brahman. But this Brahman is more than just a Brahman. Because he not only has realized Brahman, also he has also realized Paramatman. He has realized Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan's, Krishna's sakha, friend. So he's fully realized. Krishna realized, soul, not just Brahma Jyoti, realized. Virakta indriyartheshu prashantatma jitendriyaha. Virakta, very much detached. Indriyartheshu, not into sense, gratification of the senses. No atmendriya priti. Krishna Indriya Preeti. Atmendriya Preeti, gratifying own senses, that is called calm, that is lust. But he was into praying, Krishna praying. So Krishna Indriya Preeti. And as a result, as one satisfies lower senses, then he becomes Prashantatma, Prashant. Shamaha, Damaha, Tapaha, Saucham. Shama, by subduing, Shama, the vegam, different vacho vegam, manasaha, krodha vegam, jivva vegam, udaropastha vegam, all these pushings. Don't push me around. That's that. Don't push me around. They say so, but although they are getting pushed around all the time, the vegams, jivha vegam udara upastha, the tongue, the anger, the belly, the genital, they are pushing persons around. With great force they come and they push personalities around, creating all the turbulence and agitation. But as one becomes jitendriyaha, Jita Indriya, controller of the senses and the anger and the tongue and the belly and the genital. Then he becomes Prashantatma. So he was Prashantatma. He was peaceful. So this is the introduction. Introduction to Sudama Brahmin. What about there he is. You could take his darshan. He's already on the way. We haven't come to that. Could you show us the map of India? Yeah, we wanted to show you. See that Dwarka there? You have some way to point out. You know, okay. So we just wanted to bring you to Sudamapur, which is now known as Porbandar in India. Porbandar. It's also a place where Mahatma Gandhi took birth. And some has, they say he was incarnation of Sudama, because Mahatma Gandhi was born in the same town. He was a little bit pious. But could he be compared with Sudama? No, no way. So Dwarka, and then south of Dwarka, it's like a south east of Dwarka, about 100 miles. That's a Sudamapur. So that's the town that we are dealing with right now, Sudamapur, which has a different name now, which is Porbandar, and is south of Dwarka. You could see Dwarka there. And, well, as map is in front of us, we wanted to mention that besides Dwarka Puri or Dwarka Pur, there are other six Purs or towns, and all of them put together is a Saptapuri. These are famous in the, they're very famous seven towns. We read and heard the description of Dwarka yesterday. So like that, the other six towns also existed. Starting with all the way at the top, Haridwar, you see. There's a Mathura. Krishna took birth there. Ayodhya, Lord Ram's birthplace. Varanasi, this is Shiva's residence, and other pastimes are also there. Then Ujjain, which is in Shastras, in good old days, it was known as Avantipur. Now we have a new project at Ujjain. Bhakti Charu Maharaj just started, and in 10 months, temple was open. Haribol. And so like that, pretty much at all these, I think we don't have ISKCON at Ayodhya for some reason. We should be getting there very soon. But all other places. So these are Saptapuris, as there are Saptarushis and seven celebrated rishis, and there are seven holy rivers, most famous rivers. So likewise, there are most, and Kanchipuram in the south, you could see. So six of these cities are, most of them are North India or Central India, and one in South India. So these are very celebrated cities. As one visits, one gets liberation, etc. And after the Krishna Prem level, you could rise. So just bear in mind Sudamapur. And so from there, Sudama leaves for Dwarka. And later on, Krishna and Sudama, they'll be talking of their good old days while they were just students, and that is at Ujjain or Avantipur, they were studying. So Krishna had come that time from Mathura to Avantipur or Ujjain, and Sudama went from Sudamapur to Ujjain. Yadracha upapannena vartamano grahashrami tasya bharya kuchelasya kshama chatatha vidha. So this was the condition of his ashram. He was a grahashrami, was a grahastha ashram, a member of the grahastha ashram, was a householder. But he would always be satisfied. Whatever came his way, little economic development, not much was coming in his direction. But whatever came, he was satisfied. Yadrisha labha santushto. And tasya bharya. And look at his wife, very poorly dressed, emaciated body, very frail, very thin body, bodied wife. But pativrata patim praho mlayata vadanena sa. But she had a best character. She was pativrata, devoted to her husband, obedient and God conscious. Praham layata vadanena sa. So one day, as she had her even mouth dried up, she she spoke to her husband. Especially that time, because of the poverty-stricken condition, there was no grocery to cook. She wanted to cook a meal for her husband, children, nothing at home. So under these circumstances, she is also, as she is speaking, she is trembling in her body, is greatly distressed. It says, Nanu Brahman Bhagavata Sakha Sakshasriya Pati. Oh, your friend, Dwarkadhish, he is husband of Goddess of Fortune, Sriya Pati. Brahmanasya Sharanyasya Bhagavan Sattvatarshabha. And he is a shelter for the Brahmanas, your best of the Brahmanas. Certainly he is also your shelter. And that Sri Krishna Bhagavan is Sattvata Rushabha. He's the best of the Yadavas, and you are best of the Brahmanas. You would certainly get shelter at his feet. Tam upaihi mahabhaga sadhunam cha parayanam. You please go, Mahabhaga. Oh, you fortunate one. You are such a friend. Most wealthy, most opulent friend. Lakshmipati. So please go. Sadhunam cha parayanam. There Sri Krishna is a shelter for all the sadhus. Dashyati dravinam bhuri sidate te kutim kutumbine. Oh, he will certainly give you lot of wealth. Oh, don't you know? He has already declared. Yoga kshema vahami aham. That statement is not here. He's reminding, yes. Krishna, whatever his devotees have, he protects. Whatever are their needs, he provides. So certainly he will keep his promise. Please go, please go. Oh, Mahabhaga, dear husband. Aste adhuna dvaravatyam. And the thing is, he's very much in town these days. He's at Dwarka. From some source, she has obtained this information before proposing this such visit to her husband. Oh, he's there. He's there. Please go. And she was kind of insisting, please go, please go, and reminding him. Sa evam bharyaya vipro bahusha parthito muhu. Yeah, this is the statement. So by again and again, this Brahman was reminded of this proposal. He was a bit reluctant. Oh, me going and no. Nadhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, vajagadisha kamai. He's fixed on that. I don't want any wealth. No followers. All that I care. Not even liberation. I just want devotional service unto the Lord. And I'm doing a lot of devotional service unto the Lord. I'm satisfied. But finally he gave in, he surrendered to the idea of his going to Dwarka. And his thought was, oh, why not? Ayam hi paramo labha uttama sloka darshanam. Oh, if I go there, I would be greatly benefited by uttama sloka darshanam. I will have darshan of my dear friend, my dear Lord. Why not? I will go. I want to go. Let's go. I will go. Or we all go. Also, Iti sanchintya manasa gamanaya matim dadhe. So thinking like this, contemplating like this, why not? So he made up his mind but going to Dwarka. Apyasti upayanam kinchit grahe kalyani diyatam. Hey, but I cannot go empty-handed. I should bring some gift. I'm going to be meeting my friend after such a long time. I must bring some gift. So is there is something? Kalyani Diyata. Please give me something that I could carry as a gift to my friend. She looked around in a small dwelling. She checked this corner, that corner, here, there. There was nothing. She could find nothing which was worth giving. So she goes into the neighborhood.
Yachitva chaturo mushtin vipran prathuka tandulan.
She went door to door begging. Oh, could you please give me something? Maybe some eatables. So she was given 4 handfuls of flat rice. Cheap rice, as we say. They wouldn't give her more. So she didn't have much credit in the market or in the community. Okay, that is a flat rice we have. Okay, whatever, please be kind. And so she chaila khandena tan badhva bhartre pradadupayanam. So she tied that in a little piece of cloth. Here it is. Please take this. And Sudama took that and he's off to his pilgrimage of Dwarka. Satanadaya, he took that vipragraha, the best of the brahmanas. Prayayo dwarakam kila, and he left for Dwarka.
Krishna sandarshanam maiham katham shaditi chintayan.
Something similar to Akrur also. Akrur was going to Vrindavan from Mathura. And he was thinking all the time on the way, as he was anticipating that meeting with Krishna in Vrindavan, how he would be received and how would he be looking like and how would I greet him. And so Prabhupada says one should follow the example of Akrur. If you are going to Vrindavan, going to Mathura, going to Dwarka, going to Mayapur, follow the example of Akrur. He was thinking of the Lord all the time. As a result, when he had seen that, you know, the footprints of Krishna as he was driving a chariot, he went in the chariot. And just by seeing the footprints, immediately he collapsed. He fell down onto the ground and grabbing those footprints, he was crying and rolling in the dust that was touched by Lord's lotus feet. Krishna was so much on his mind, not in the back, back of his mind, but the forefront of his mind. Out of sight, then out of mind. Lord goes in the back. He goes in the back there. When we think and reflect and contemplate, then he comes in the forefront. So while Akrur was going, Krishna was the forefront. So following that example also. Now Sudama, on the way to Dwarka, Krishna sandarshanam mayam katham. Oh, how will I have darshan? And he is interested in not just darshan, sandarshanam. Oh, it has to be complete darshan, wholesome darshan, meaning not only seeing but also touching and sitting and talking. That is full darshan, sandarshanam. Oh, he's thinking, oh, I'm meeting him after a long time. Would he recognize me? And the poor Brahmin like me, would they allow me into the Dwarka town? All these thoughts are going through his head. Oh, how will I see him? Will I ever see him? With these thoughts, he's proceeding to Dwarka.